Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, October the 9th, 2023, 20 minutes past the hour. 39, are you ready for this? 39 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. Definitely the coolest morning we have had, I would guess, since April, maybe even March at this particular point. And let me tell you why this is a hallmark moment here this morning. Because two things happened in the last day or so that are kind of a rite of passage for this time of year. Number one, I turned the heat on in my house last... How many of you this past weekend... Because we had great weather, really, right up through Friday. Friday, the weather was not horrible. We had temperatures in the 70s on Friday. But boy, Saturday, it took a turn for the cold. How many of you turned the heat on in your home this past weekend? I finally had to do it last night. I held off on Saturday. I wasn't home very much on Saturday. And Saturday night, I did not turn it on. But last night, had to do it. It was definitely getting a little too chilly inside. So I had to turn the heat on. And then this morning, when I drove over to McDonald's to get my diet soda, I had to turn the heat on in the car. So now it really does feel like autumn. We're blowing into autumn. Heat on in the house yesterday, heat on in the car this morning. I think we are definitely into those cooler days. Now, we'll have a warm day here and there. That's just how October and November are in Ohio. And a matter of fact, sometimes in December we have a warm day here and there. But I don't think we're going to see 80 degrees anymore. I don't think we're going to see 50 degree nights. But you never know. You never know. That's the way the weather goes. But definitely had to turn the heat on last night and heat on in the car this morning. Now, I'm still back and forth on this whole Kroger gift thing. I was busy pretty much all weekend. So I have this gift after 10 years that I have to decide what I'm going to get. And at one point I thought, well, I'm going to get a gift for a female friend for Christmas because there's some very nice female gifts there. And then when I got in on the website last week, because all I had was the catalog, I got on the website and I noticed that they had a very nice old Studebaker radio. And I like to collect old radios, whether they are remakes or not. And I thought, boy, that Studebaker radio would be nice. Well, I just haven't brought myself to order the Studebaker radio yet. But I think it's probably going in that direction. And I've had a lot of people call in and say, get it for yourself. Go with the Studebaker radio. So that it might be the way it ends up here in the end. Now, another thing I did not get to do last week, as I said, we got a package in the mail last weekend from Florida. Somebody listening down in Florida wanted to send a gift to one of our listeners. Now, the listener was one of the people who listens in a doctor's office who plays along with our trivia every morning. Now, I don't know if they weren't listening last week or they just did not hear that we had this gift for them, but hopefully we'll touch base with them again this week because we do have this gift from Florida. The person wants to remain anonymous, but they wanted them to get this gift, so hopefully we'll be able to touch base with them as time goes on. So we do need to get that done this week as well. All right. Oh, last night, I tell you, now this is something, well, we have some things to go over here. Big events happening, coming up here in the next few days, and we'll go through these before we get to this particular event. Kids Night Out at the Kroger on Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th, from 4 to 6 p.m. Come join us for some free activities and treats. We will have stations set up around the store for kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change depending on the number of kids we have. So Kids Night Out at the Marion Kroger on Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th, the day before Halloween, I believe that's a Monday, from 4 until 6 p.m. Then we have one of my favorite events coming up here, Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States. It's Dinner with the Presidents that the Marion County Historical Society puts on. The event this year will be held at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. The event will take place on Saturday, November the 4th from 4:30 until 7:30. The evening begins with a gala reception and the arrival of the presidents, followed by a buffet dinner of dishes taken from the White House cookbook. VIP seating is $40, $35 for general seating, and $20 general seating for a child 5 to 12 years old. Now, the speaking presidents this year will be James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, and Theodore Roosevelt. The non-speaking presidents will be George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, U.S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Helen Louise Nellie Taft, second presidential first lady, our 27th, excuse me, I know it wasn't the second, that would have been Abigail Adams, 27th presidential first lady, Warren G. Harding, of course, Harry S. Truman, and Mrs. Mary Eisenhower, Mamie, as they used to call her, Eisenhower, 34th presidential first lady. Master of Ceremonies will be Colonel Edmund W. Starling, White House secret agent from 1914 until 1943. Guest speaker, Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States. Seating is limited. Please order your tickets early. Reservations for this November dinner must be made by Thursday, October the 18th. What's that? Next Thursday. So you'll want to do that. Call Heritage Hall, 740-387-4255. So the big event coming up here on Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility in Waldo, Ohio, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, November the 4th. And I have attended this event several times, and it is just a lot of fun. One year I sat at President Harding's table. One day I was at a table of kind of just different luminaries. It's a fun event to sit there and talk and question the presidents or the first ladies, mingle around the room, see who's there. And then one of my favorite parts of this event is the food, because the food they prepare that night is food that the presidents ate. It's from the White House cookbook. So it's authentic presidential food, which is a lot of fun. I don't think I ended up at this event last year, but I definitely was there 2 years ago. It is a lot of fun. And this year, maybe we'll take a few people over to this event. I was thinking this would be a fun event to take our little Friday night group to, because I'm sure they've never been to this. Matt and Carrington. So I'm going to talk to them about this this week and see if this is something they'd be interested in, and maybe we'll all go over to Dinner with the Presidents on Saturday, November the 4th. So get ready for that. And then, of course, the big event over at Kroger, which is being called Kids Night Out for Halloween, October 30th from 4 until 6 p.m. Now, that all leads us to an event that I was informed about last night. Now, here's this event. River Valley's Teachers Association presents Meet the Candidates Night, October 11th, 2023, 7:30 p.m. So that's coming up this Wednesday, following the orchestra performance in the high school auditorium. Again, that's River Valley Teachers Association presents Meet the Candidates Night, October 11th, 7:30 p.m., following the orchestra performance in the high school auditorium. Now, I was sent this information last night by Amy Evers. I'm glad she did that. Had not talked to her in a while, so glad she sent that information over. You know, she reminds me a lot of her father in a way. Keeps an eye on events going on in the community and tries to get them out there. And so that was very nice of her to send that over to me last night. And as I was talking with her, I was kind of getting an idea of what's going on at River Valley. I think there are four candidates for school board and only two spots to fill. So this will be interesting to see what's going on Wednesday night, because most people don't get a chance to meet school board candidates. And to say the least, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on at River Valley right now. And I do know, from what I've been told, that if they are not able to pass these levies coming up in November, that there might be some cutbacks at the school. And a lot of the cutbacks might happen in music programs and things of that nature. You know, the arts usually is where they start with cutbacks. And I don't know, people are going to vote how they're going to vote, but that's a hard thing to see those programs start to go away, because there are so many young and talented kids who are in those programs who could go very, very far in life. And I think their first exposure comes in high school. I mean, I know that Amy's daughter, Scarlett, has been involved in so many things to do with the theater and things of that nature, you know, and you get exposed to that in high school. And she's just doing a tremendous job. I find it absolutely fascinating that Scarlett has found this niche in life and taken off in this. So certainly my hat is off to her, and has strong parents behind her who support her in the things that she does. So hopefully no programs get cut. I don't know what's going to happen with the levy. We were talking about this levy last week on the program. Do people really know what it's about, what it's for? Is it going to hurt the school district if it doesn't pass? I guess we'll see as time goes on, but this is where we've come in the world of education at this particular point. So we'll see what happens, but I thank Amy for sending me that information. Meet the Candidate Night coming up this Wednesday at River Valley High School, following the orchestra concert at 7:30 p.m. You know, and I'm going to try to make it to this event, because I think it would be interesting to hear what these candidates have to say and be able to come back here and report to you what they have to say. So I'm going to try to trek on over there on Wednesday night. The only thing that would prevent it at this point is if we end up having our television taping on Wednesday nights, which we tend to from time to time. But if the TV taping ends up on Thursday night, maybe we'll be able to get over there on Wednesday night. You know, I don't live very far from River Valley High School, so it's not that far of a trek to get over there to cover an event like this. And I think these are community events that you really need to cover. So hopefully I'll be out there Wednesday night, and maybe I'll take some people from the station with me, and we can all sit there and discuss what's going on. And hopefully there's a good turnout of people who want to meet these, I believe, four candidates to fill two spots coming up in November. So we'll see how that all shakes out. And at this point, I believe that I have an interview, what will be an interesting interview. I wouldn't say I have it set up, because we don't have the time down, but the person has agreed to do the interview, somebody on the River Valley, somebody who wants to be on the River Valley School Board. So I'm going to see if I can make that happen in the near future. But I think I want to see if I'm going to be able to go to the event on Wednesday so I can hear them speak before I do the interview. So we'll see how this week all shakes out. But again, thanks to Amy Evers for sending that information over. Again, somebody who stays very diligent in the community and in community events, certainly in her own school district. And again, she reminds me quite a bit of her father. So Charlie always liked to get the word out to. So I'm glad that family tradition is continuing on with Amy. So that's coming up on Wednesday night. Now, speaking of voting, tomorrow is your last day to register. You've got today and tomorrow. If you want to vote in that November election, you can't put it off any longer. And so many things going on in November. We've got all these city races. We have things like this going on out in River Valley. We have the River Valley levy issues. Of course, we're going to have the two big statewide initiatives, the legalization of abortion, possibly the legalization of recreational marijuana. That will be on the ballot. So if you want to vote in November, and if you're not registered, you've got today and tomorrow. October 10th is the last day to get registered to vote for this November's election. No matter how you want to vote, this is the last shot to get registered. A lot of people don't think you have to register or that you can register the day you show up to vote. That is not the case. You have got to show up. You've got to register early. And tomorrow's the last day, October the 10th. Now, I ran into one of our listeners last week, Ralph Thacker, our first fruitcake toss champion. Many years ago, ran into Ralph. Ralph was looking good, but Ralph told me he is going to be going in for some neck surgery, I believe it was, having some trouble with his arm, he was showing me. So Ralph is going in for some surgery, I believe, in the very near future. So we send our best thoughts to Ralph Thacker for a speedy recovery. It was good to see him the other day. Hope all goes well there. We've got to have our first fruitcake toss champion around for quite a bit. So Ralph, hope you get better soon, and hope to see you at the fruitcake toss this year. Now, this past weekend, I did something that I don't normally do. I went camping. I had not went camping in I don't know how long. And you know what? I'll tell you something. It wasn't that bad. It was chilly this past weekend, and we had chili at the campground, homemade chili. And it was an interesting weekend because it was Halloween weekend at the campground in which people come around dressed in costumes and you pass out candy. And I saw some of the most interesting costumes. Now, some of the classic costumes are still out there. I saw a little girl dressed up as Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. I saw somebody actually dressed up as a bandit from the movie Smokey and the Bandit. That was interesting. It was interesting to see the parents getting involved and dressing up in costumes. I saw, this couldn't have been a very old mother, but she did have a few kids. The mother was dressed up as Barbie. And then the three daughters were dressed up as three different kinds of Barbie. And, you know, like a sports Barbie, pool Barbie, something like that. And then the husband was dressed up as Cowboy Ken. Cowboy Ken. And boy, I could just tell that he really wanted to be dressed up as Cowboy Ken. So that was interesting. Enjoyed that. You know what a lot of people were dressed up as, and I don't know what this is all about, but Wednesday from the Addams Family. Remember the old Addams Family television series and movies? The daughter Wednesday with the long black hair. You know, why is this a thing again? I saw more Wednesdays than I saw anything else at the campground. So kind of interesting. And, you know, it was a great weekend to be at the campground because the leaves were just changing, becoming red and orange, and still a few green leaves out there, but just beautiful, beautiful fall foliage. Had a lot of fun at the campground. Ate some great chili. Saw the kids out there trick-or-treating. And the people that I was with, there was a Halloween, what would I call it? There was a Halloween decorating contest. whoever decorated their camping spot the best ended up winning a costume. And I think you had to use scarecrows was the idea behind it. And we were passing out candy, and all of a sudden this cop car pulls up, and all these golf carts pull up at the campsite. And thought, uh-oh, what's going on here? Well, what had happened was the campsite that I was at had won the contest with the scarecrows. So that was a lot of fun. And then everybody who walked by who wanted to get candy and things kept saying, did you guys win? Did you guys win? And kept wanting to go over and see the scarecrows. So that was a lot of fun. So I ended up having a lot of fun at the campgrounds. Kind of chilly, but you know what? We had a big fire going, and couldn't have been a better day. There were all kinds of trails out there that you could go on. That's a lot of fun to kind of wander off the beaten path and just go down these trails and see what you can find out there in the in nature, out there with Mother Nature. You know, I said a while back that I still like to do things in the city. I still like to go to events. I still like to work. But I do like going out and doing things in nature. I like going to areas that aren't heavily traveled. I like going to places like that, going on trails. I like going to areas where maybe there's just water and grass and picnic tables and, you know, stuff where you can just sit and relax and enjoy yourself. So that was a lot of fun this past weekend. Had a lot of fun with that. Friday the 13th is coming up this week. In October, of all times, Friday the 13th in October, coming up this Friday, Triskaidekaphobia. That is the fear of Friday the 13th. Didn't that sound a little redundant? This Friday is Friday the 13th. Well, of course, Friday is Friday the 13th. When else would you put Friday the 13th? So that's coming up this Friday. And I'm sure on the station on Friday we'll have some fun things that revolve around Friday the 13th and maybe the fear of Triskaidekaphobia. I'll tell you something else we have coming up later this month. We haven't quite hammered this all down yet, but Bob Welsh, our pizza friend in Columbus, Ohio, sent us a message recently that maybe on October 27th, which I believe is a Friday, I believe I have that right, the Friday before Halloween, that we might be for the first time doing a Halloween pizza. Now, this might be a pumpkin pizza, is my understanding. Well, what else would you do on Halloween? Maybe a jack-o'-lantern pizza is what we should call it. So maybe we'll get some more details as that gets closer. But, of course, we do the Thanksgiving pizza on the day before Thanksgiving. That's become a tradition. We do the first Christmas pizza on the day after Thanksgiving when we're putting up the WGH Christmas tree and lighting it for the first time. And, of course, we do the groundhog pizza in February. And I believe we've done some other specialty pizzas, but those are kind of the ones that have become traditions. So we look forward to those, and maybe we'll have a jack-o'-lantern or pumpkin pizza coming up here on October 27th, which I believe is a Friday. So get ready for that. Now, here's something I did last week. I did not really get in-depth into this because we had a whole lot of stuff going on Friday. But I finally cleaned out my freezer. Now, let me tell you why this is such a big thing. I have a lot of events at my house. I have a Memorial Day cookout at my house. I have a Labor Day cookout at my house. I usually have Thanksgiving at my house. I have Christmas Eve at my house. And typically what happens, birthdays have happened at my house, and typically what happens is people will bring things. They'll bring things like cakes or cookies or food that I don't normally eat, ice cream, things like this. And what happens is a little bit of it gets eaten that day, but not all of it gets eaten. So where does it end up? It ends up in the refrigerator or the freezer. And I guess you never end up really throwing it away. I guess I'm not as diligent about cleaning out those things as I should be. But I'll tell you this, last Thursday night? I got diligent in this, and I cleaned out the freezer. My freezer is so bare right now. Honestly, if I needed to stuff a dead body in my freezer, I could do it right now. My freezer is absolutely clean as a whistle. The only thing in my freezer right now is one carton of ice cream, which I bought recently, which is still good. I have that in there. And other than that, I don't know that there's anything in there. Might be completely empty at this point. So my freezer is cleaned out. Now, I wanted to ask the audience, how often do you clean out your freezer at home? How often do you do this? Because apparently I don't do it often enough, although it is clean right now. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. How often do you clean out your freezer? I cleaned out my refrigerator not too long ago. I think I did that somewhere around Memorial Day, before I was having the Memorial Day cookout, because I thought, well, you know, I want the freezer or the refrigerator to look good for the Memorial Day cookout, so I needed to get rid of all the old stuff that was in there. So the refrigerator has looked good all summer. It really hasn't got overrun with anything. I've kept my eyes on that, but the freezer really needed to be cleaned out, and I finally got it done. So my question is, how often do you clean out your freezer or refrigerator? Let me know. Now call in and be honest. You know, you can be honest like me that you don't do it very often. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, another question that I have for the audience out there this morning. Did you turn your heat on at home this weekend? This definitely would have been the weekend to turn the heat on. Or are you sitting there this morning listening to the program, maybe with a blanket on yourself and some very heavy clothes on this morning that dipped down into the 30 degrees? So did you turn your heat on this weekend, and how often do you clean out your refrigerator and your freezer? Give me a buzz here. Would love to know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And as I said, I think I said this on Friday night, when I was cleaning out the freezer, this is how bad it had gotten in my freezer, is that there was a birthday cake that somebody had gotten me. Now, what it was an Oreo Blizzard cake. And I love Oreo Blizzards. I didn't even know there was such a thing as an Oreo Blizzard cake. So when this showed up, I thought it was very, very cool. And I did not eat the whole Oreo Blizzard cake. But so there was, you know, half of it still left up in the freezer. So I ended up having to throw that away when I cleaned out the freezer, because I think it had long went past its expiration date. But when I pulled that out, I thought, boy, wasn't that a cool birthday. That was a really nice gesture on behalf of the person who got that cake for me. So it was a nice thought. Now, I think that was a nice, genuine act of kindness. So, see, if you don't clean out your freezer for a long period of time, you can have a nice moment. You can say, oh, I remember when that happened. That was a nice gesture. And then you take the cake and you throw it away because it's long overdue. You definitely don't want to dip into that Oreo Blizzard cake. Is anybody out there going to tell us if they turned the heat on in their home over this past weekend? You might have turned it on Saturday. You might have turned it on Friday. You might have turned it on yesterday, like I did. Or maybe this morning. Maybe you woke up this morning and it was kind of cool in your house. Did anybody turn the heat on in their home this past weekend? Which is kind of a ritual as we head into the deeper into the autumn season. And how often do you clean out your refrigerator or freezer? Now, there's a question for you. How often do you do it? Now, apparently, I don't do it often enough. Although, at this point, I'm not going to take any heat over it because my freezer right now is as empty and as clean, I think, as anybody's could possibly be. So I'm happy with that. Okay. Well, what else was on the agenda this morning? Well, today's kind of an interesting day. Not much to report on today, but today starts the fifth year that I will be back at the schools doing the program that I do there. So that will be kind of interesting. And it's interesting in a way because it's the start of the fifth year that I have worked with Abby over at the schools, which we'll see how that goes today. You know, year number five. It's quite a while now that we've been doing this. All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. I called. The one thing you haven't talked about this morning is the football game.
You know, I knew somebody would bring this up. I was waiting for somebody to bring this up. Now, what did you make of the football game?
Well, it was quite exciting. I mean, I think the Buckeyes have a tradition of not waking up and playing until the second half.
Well, you know, this is what I cannot figure out, because it seems like every game we go into this season, no matter how good or bad the other team is, people predict that Ohio State is just going to stomp on them. And what seemingly happens is the other team keeps the game interesting right up to the fourth quarter, and then Ohio State does something where they can kind of pull away from them in the fourth quarter. But here same thing happened again with Maryland.
Did you enjoy being there?
Well, I'm going to tell you a little story about this, because something interesting happened. Now, as many people know, Buckeye guy invited me to tailgate with him and sit with him at this game last Friday, which was the homecoming game. Now, here's what happened. Friday afternoon, Buckeye guy called me up because he did say I could bring somebody with me. That had all been substantiated. So Buckeye guy called me up and he said, Fox News is going to come, or Fox Sports. Fox Sports is going to come to this game because it's the homecoming game. And he said, they want me to be on with them. I think the pregame show. They wanted him to be on the pregame show with him. And he said, so I can't do my tailgate because I have to be over early with the Fox people. And a matter of fact, Friday afternoon, he was going over to do a rehearsal with the Fox people. And I thought, well, okay, that's interesting. So there goes the tailgate. And so how long do you have to stand with the Fox people? And pretty well all morning. The time you get there until the time the game starts, you have to stand there with the Fox people. And then came the idea that he wanted me to sit with him, which we had talked about that in the past. But I wasn't really sure if the other person was going to be sitting in the same location, which would have made things kind of awkward. So I talked with Buckeye Guy, and I said, you know, is this a normal thing where you go over and have to stand with Fox all morning? And he said, well, no, obviously just when Fox comes to the games. So I said, well, what if we switch this to another weekend? Would it be difficult to switch this to another weekend? You know, I don't want to be a difficult person here, but what about switching this to another weekend? And he said that that'd be fine, no problem. So I think we're just going to switch to another home game where he is going to have a tailgate and things like that will happen. But I just did not think standing all morning at the Fox broadcast position was going to be all that exciting. Plus, I had some other interviews set up with people. I don't want to say who yet, but they were big names at Ohio State that I would have had to have canceled because I would have been standing over at the Fox set.
Hmm. Well, I'll have to tell you what I did.
All right, go ahead.
Because it was about, midway through the third quarter, so you know, after the Buckeyes had taken the lead and were looked like good winners, I texted Buckeye guy.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I said, tell Scott never to doubt the Buckeyes. And within 1 minute, you know, it was very quick, that, you know, hundreds of people there, all the noise, everything, he texted back, done.
Oh, really?
He was able to hear his incoming text and respond and everything. And apparently you weren't there to be told.
No, well now we've got a little bit of confusion because... Now, that's funny. Yes, I was not there. And it's funny because I was getting ready to go on this camping excursion as the game was wrapping up on Saturday. And the house I was in, as I was getting ready to leave, had the game on, of course. And, of course, I'm watching Ohio State score these touchdowns. And all I see is Buckeye guy sitting up there in the stands because he's down in the Ohio State end zone. And, boy, you can really see him down there when they score.
And we were looking for you, but we had trouble seeing you.
Why? It would have been hard because I was sitting in a house here in Marion. I was a little bit a ways away from where the game was. But you know what? I mean, do you understand what I would... When he called on Friday... Now, he was still... He was very effusive that he wanted me to come. He was, you know, come sit with me. It's homecoming. You went to Ohio State... We'll be on Fox, and I guess I would have been on national television. I would have been on Fox Sports, but you know, to go down there at you know, the crack of dawn and stand at the Fox Sports broadcast site all morning. Now that just did not sound all that thrilling to me.
It's rough leading a media life.
Well, you know, the thing was the initial plan to go to the tailgate. That's fun. You know, you have food, former players there. That would have been great. And I had interviews set up with at least three other people who are big wigs at Ohio State. That would have been fun, so I could have brought those three interviews back. And that all kind of went by the wayside when standing at the Fox location became the thing that was going to happen. And then also, I kind of felt bad because I really didn't know where the person that I had invited was going to end up sitting. So it all seemed to become a little problematic. Now, I still could have gone. He wanted me to go. He did. He kept saying, you need to come. Come on. Blah, blah. You know, all that. So Buckeye guy was very nice. It's not like he yanked anything off the table. It's just, I guess, when you're a super fan, it's very important that when Fox Sports calls you, you have to go be on those shows. And I guess they don't call till the Friday before. And I thought, now, what is that going to do for me? To go be on Fox Sports for 3 or 4 minutes. I just didn't see it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you could have stood off on the sidelines or something like that, or just not been part of that little gathering. But there'll be other times.
Well, there will be. There's plenty of games left, and I'm sure I will get to one of those. And he seemed to be fine with it. And the thing of it was also, I just felt. Like, as many of you know, and I'm not downing football. Football is not my favorite sport. Baseball is my favorite sport. I'm sure it would have been fun to watch the game. I knew it was going to be a close game based upon the scores. But I don't know. It just seemed to me like that maybe was not the best weekend to do it. And knowing that there are other weekends as we get closer to the Michigan game, that could be a lot of fun. Plus, I did talk to Buckeye Guy about doing something very interesting with the Michigan game, even though it's in Ann Arbor this year, that I think might be a lot of fun for everybody.
Well, we'll have to keep tuned to that.
Keep tuned to that. Stay tuned, and you'll know when the next excursion to Ohio State might possibly be.
All right,
thanks.
I'm looking forward to the 27th. We'll do up Halloween properly.
Jack-o'-lantern pizza.
Something.
That sounds good. Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Well, yeah, there you go. There's the football story. You know, I appreciate the invite to the game, and I could have gone. I just, you know, I don't know, standing outside the Fox Sports booth all morning, just... did not sound hugely appealing. Now, I don't know why that was. And the day turned out fine, and I have no regrets about it. Had a lot of fun going to the campground with the person that I went with. So, you know, that was just fine. And I'm sure we'll work it out as time goes on. So, get ready for the next game we'll be at. I'll let you know more about that after this short but important break. Be back in
15. You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it.